Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second segment, old school on a Friday, pre-Super Bowl, Austin. No headlines coming out, but it's time to make picks, man. I mean, it's seems like forever that the Eagles, blew the doors off of the Commanders, and then obviously the Chiefs were able to essentially outlast the Bills once again. And there's a lot of obviously talk about the refs and how you got to beat the Chiefs, and do the Chiefs deserve to be there? They're definitely a Super Bowl team. I said it last year. The league's in trouble. The league is when you just let a team just like backdoor, like they just kind of just, I don't even know what the analogy would be. It'd be like just walking down the street and just finding like $10,000 or something.
bigger backdoor champion, the Chiefs last year or the Golden State Warriors in 2022. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's about the same. But I want to say it's a bigger backdoor for the Warriors because they ain't done nothing since.
Nothing.
Where the Chiefs is springboarded them into potentially winning three in a row. And if they win three, they going for four. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're gonna have dudes taking like less money to build a super team to beat the Chiefs.
You might have people taking less money to join the Chiefs because they want to win.
Yeah.
Goes both ways.
Yeah, exactly. Travis Kelce will retire and George Kittle will come play for like 2 years. Or somebody like that.
Brock Bowers. I mean? The Raiders will make an in-division trade.
Yeah, they'll trade for Brock Bowers or something like that. But, ultimately, I think, it's the two best teams. I think the Chiefs have the best record for a reason.
And it's not like they came out of a joke of a division. That was three playoff teams.
And they've beat everybody every which way is possible. And they did what the Chiefs always do. The last quarter of the season, they start going off. They start to tighten up. They start to really hone in. Their defense has been dominant or really, really good all year. And I think as the, Mahomes has gotten used to, the new weapons, and they kind of, they traded for Hopkins. They had to wait for Hollywood and the Worthy to get healthy. And then now you're seeing they're a problem. And then Kelce is, he didn't really do much against Buffalo, but he was really, really active in, last quarter of the season. And you expect him with 2 weeks rest, he's going to be, fresh legs or fresher legs. And he knows how to rise to the occasion in the biggest moments. And also, there's a sneaky fact here. When Dre Greenlaw got hurt last year, the 49ers probably were on their way to winning that game because he's a really, really good in coverage. And same with Fred Warner. His backup got targeted 9 times by Andy Reid. 9.
Looked like a nice old cheeseburger out there in a 49ers jersey.
Hey, I would have stopped one of them. You know how many times he got targeted 9 times? Guess how many catches he had?
Probably 9.
He gave up. 9. guess who he plays for now? And he was backing up N'Kobe Dean.
Mm-hmm. Playing for the Eagles. Oren Burks. Target on his back.
Now they do have Zach Bond. That can cover and do that. Plus, also that situation, you hadn't played all year. You don't expect to play. You expect anything could happen, but you don't expect the guy to get hurt running onto the field, and you're thrown in there into a situation that was a little bit sticky, and also a defense that hadn't been on point all year. So you want to give him a little bit of credit, and I don't think it was all his fault either. So That's a tricky fact, but ultimately, I think the Eagles will win. I think they got the best offensive line. Probably as good or better defensive line as Chiefs. I think they're better defensively than the Chiefs, you know, probably, you know, especially on the back end, can account for. And I think, you know, they are a bad matchup for the Chiefs, but also, you know, I think they have enough in the tank, especially the way with Saquon Barkley is playing, to get a lead, hold a lead, but then also that defense can lock you down. And so, you know, as much as I said that Vic Fangio hadn't beat Patrick Mahomes, he's never had 2 weeks to prepare for him. And I know this from coaching, or from Vic coaching me, they will be prepared. That he will be thorough and he will be aggressive. Those guys are, what's today, Friday? Mm-hmm. They are being challenged right now. Their intestinal fortitude, whatever you want to call it, manhood is being tested right now, in a good way. Mm-hmm. And Vic is breathing life into those guys. But then also he's understanding, like, this is a man's game, and I can guarantee you he's challenging Jalen Carter to rise to the occasion. You got Brandon Graham rising to the occasion. He's going to bring it out of everybody. And make sure that they go out there and perform. So I think the Eagles will win.
When I look,
hope the Eagles win too.
You've been saying,
or America's team, you America's team. Please,
take
Eagles.
That, Cowboys. It's not you anymore. It's the Eagles this week. You can deal with it. I don't want to disrespect the Chiefs in the slightest. They've earned their position. They made it here, but I feel a lot more confident about knowing who the Chiefs are and what they're gonna do in a moment like this because we've seen them there so consistently. Just like you said, Vic Fangio is going to have his guys prepared. You know, Andy Reid has found something on film that he is going to target relentlessly, and especially when the game gets...
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you. Cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get them.
It's tight. When it gets late, they know already what their go-to play is going to be because they know who their go-to players are, right? You know that you can go to Travis Kelce. You know that you can hit Samaje Perine out of the backfield if you get a good enough matchup. You can take a deep shot or two to Worthy, but there's going to be a moment late in the game potentially where, you know, the Chiefs will get to that matchup that they've had circled all week, like Spagnuolo with that condensed formation blitz with the corner against Buffalo, like against the Ravens from time to time, Miami last year too. The corndog motion, right, against the Eagles the last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl. That was the story. The Eagles didn't handle that well. What did the Chiefs go to win it? That motion again in a key spot. I don't know what that is, what they're going to pick out. I know it's going to be there. Which is why a lot of, the conversation and the question for this game comes on the side of the Philadelphia Eagles. I think, number one, just how sick versus healthy are they? They're dealing with the flu, reportedly. I mean, Jalen Carter's a guy that was thrown in there. Quinyon Mitchell may or may not be sick as well. I mean, those are some pretty key players for Philly. And if they're, you know, 85%, is that good enough to hold down the Chiefs' options? We'll have to see. And then, Jay, a guy that I know we've talked about on this show with DP as well, Kellen Moore, right? Sounds like there's a lot of interest for him in the head coaching realm right after this game. How focused has Kellen Moore been? Obviously hasn't been able to be fully interviewed during Super Bowl week, but you know that's on his mind, right? Guy who's looking to become a head coach for the first time. Yeah. Jalen Hurts has struggled against the blitz. That's how you get after him. He's been better this year by the numbers. But people that I trust when I read and listen say, yeah, the numbers are better, but the process isn't necessarily better, right? It might just be a chance for Jalen Hurts' numbers against the blitz to come back to earth, just like Vic Fangio's aggression. You've talked about Steve Spagnuolo will certainly dial it up on the defensive end as well. It'll come down to how Jalen Hurts handles the blitz. It'll come down to the Eagles' health. And then, Jay, really, the red zone. Because I don't think the Chiefs will give up many explosive runs, no matter how good Saquon Barkley is. That's just not their identity. Can the Eagles rely on that offensive line in pay dirt time, right, when they get inside the 20? Can the Eagles continue to move the ball there? And then same thing with the Chiefs, right? Haven't been nearly as explosive. They've been workmanlike, but having to settle for a field goal on their last drive of the game against Buffalo almost cost them. Can Philly, you know, bow up in the red zone, force field goals instead of touchdowns, and find ways to, I think most importantly, Jay, get ahead and stay ahead? If they're up by two possessions, you don't feel comfortable. You can still use Saquon Barkley. They probably will. For me, Philly's got to get up 17 points or more to have any sort of you know, good feeling about how this game is going to end, because we've seen Kansas City come from behind so many times. Within two scores, it's still within reach for Kansas City. Within three, I'd be feeling, or outside of three scores, I'd be feeling pretty good if I'm a Philly fan.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. Philly's got to be able to keep control of the game. I don't think you're going to blow Kansas City out by any means, because I think Andy Reid and those guys actually perform better over time if they're down by two or three scores. So really, you want to keep them, you know, you want to be like anywhere from 13 to 16 points up on the Chiefs. Not 21. Not sure. 28, like the Houston Texans were a couple years ago. So you know, I think ultimately, you know, the Chiefs are a great team. Eagles are a great team. The sickness is obviously going to be an issue, but I think when you got to play one game, I like to think with the, you know, the trainers and everything that they have, they'll be ready to go. A lot of the game plan is put in effect, you know, before they get to New Orleans. So. It could be an issue, but ultimately the best players got to rise to the top. So that includes Jalen Hurts. And if he's healthy, the blitz can get there, but he's also good enough to beat the blitz with his legs. And then obviously he throws one of the best deep balls in the league. So I still think Philly's going to win. It's going to be a tough game. But then ultimately I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs win though. So one more thing though, Mississippi Mud Dog, 10,000 yards for Todd Gurley. I was a little bit overestimated. I was talking about total yards. That's the mark when you think of an all-purpose back. But he was right at like 8,400 or something like that. What I mean by that is when the game changed, it's easier to you can't hit guys across the middle. You can get more passing yards. You get more passing yards, it's going to soften the defense. That means you're starting to have bigger like running games. Which then when you go from a 12 game or 14 game season to 16 games and you play like 8-9 years, like my dad played, that's a full season, right? So versus for Todd Gurley and those guys with the lax rules. So that's what the reference was. And yes, Amon Green has more yards, than Todd Gurley. Yes, Amon Green should be higher in the Hall of Fame pecking order, but that's the whole point. Guys like Amon Green, like my dad in different eras, like my dad made it far down the process, right? I think they brought five senior members, you know, towards the very end to the whatever, and they picked one. You know, he was in the, you know, the top 31. So hopefully he can make a big push next year. So that's all I'm saying. The process needs to be a little bit tweaked, but you know what? You know, again, you want to celebrate the guys that get in. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this Friday edition pre-Super Bowl. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.